and her play, Our Voices Will Be Heard. And at 11:30, Art Focus, Joseph Gallivan interviews Daniel Peabody about the sculptor Lee Kelly, an Oregon legend still working at age 86. Thank you, KBOO members, for your support. To keep informed and get involved, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. And now, at the top of the hour, it's Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. You're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity, at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. 1865, June 19th, Galveston, Texas. 2.5 years after the Civil War ended, word reaches the people there that so-called former slaves are free. The debate over the meaning of freedom commences and continues. While here in the United States of America in 2018, Juneteenth, freedom itself continues to wither. And it withers in increasingly for all of us. The words of Dr. Martin Luther King rings true today. The issue is poverty, the criminalization of poverty, and the indenturement of more and more people. It is increasingly impossible for anyone born in poverty ever to rise from that state. The gates are slamming shut across the country. And as we love to say on this program, if you see a tortoise on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident. This is not an accident. This is not simply fate or whatever taking its course. This is not, and no one, not even those who perpetrate the lie, can possibly believe that it's a result of God rewarding the righteous. Hardly. Last week, two remarkable men, Reverend Gail Hagler, was arrested along with Reverend William Lamar over at the Supreme Court over the decision on the voting in Ohio. This is an enormous issue, and one which we should be concentrating on, focused on, rising up together. We should be rising up. But our attention as a nation is directed towards other matters, which were we to remove our rapt attention from and concentrate on issues that really affect us as individuals and as a nation and as communities, if we were to withdraw our attention from the antics of Trump, we might actually get somewhere. Unfortunately, though, the mainstream media is in lockstep with its keepers, with its handlers, with those in the very tiniest. To say that this is 1% of people is great to greatly exaggerate the numbers, I think. The numbers here, there are fewer people and a lot more money, and much of it is directed at managing the attention of the American people. We've not been taught how to use our own technology. Our own technology has been programming us for a very long time. The American people are very, very easy to program, very easy to panic, very easy to manage. And this has been a stellar example this last year or so of how well that effort over the years has played out for those in that tiny, probably closer to 0.01% who control everything down to the way Americans are trained to be good consumers and have no knowledge whatsoever of what a citizen is, or for that matter, how to become one. So that said, weather in Cascadia, because nature really doesn't care. We're not important. We're no more important than a sea slug. Today, sunny skies, highs around 89, and slight wind, I suppose. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 62. And for tomorrow, we could even see a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the high around 92 for tomorrow night. After that blast of hot air, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. If you've got a west wind of 3 to 8 miles per hour, why even bother? I mean, there's that. Okay, that's the weather for Cascadia. Pay attention to it, because it's getting stranger and stranger all the time. And if you ask anybody involved in agriculture, if you ask a farmer, ask a frammer, ask me, for example, I will tell you, I've never seen anything like it. This is the oddest year I've ever seen as far as farming goes. Other people see it too, but they don't talk about it because it's a little bit frightening. It's a little bit alarming. Right. So as we note, today is Juneteenth, 2018. We also note that Donald Trump's approval rating, according to Gallup polls, has hit 45%. That's the highest rating today. Think about that. Think about what Trump has done. Think about a screaming, crying children in cages along the border. 45% of Americans approve of that. Just think about that for a moment. Think about the fact that less than 1% hold the most enormous aggregation of wealth and power the world has ever seen. And when you think about that wealth, think about it in terms of military capability, because that's what it is. That's what it is. I also want to say that using social media, thinking of communities as a byproduct of social media. Think of, ourselves as belonging to an online community. That's not a community. That is not a community. That's pixels. That's tiny little dots on a wall. Looking at tiny little dots on a wall is not the same thing as rising up together as citizens who refuse to take any more of this. Little tiny dots on a wall will not get the job done. I have a feeling that let me just say that this, in my opinion, I want to mention the Antifa people, because direct action in the Antifa terminology is direct action. It means people talking face to face, people in places and rooms across the country who, however unsuccessfully, however well informed or misinformed, are getting the message loud and clear that their freedoms decrease as their poverty increases, and that their standing where they stand on the earth is eroding all the time. And we have Donald Trump, 45% approval rating, children screaming and crying on the border, Juneteenth. Put that together, there's a great deal more going on, but just that together, that it adds up to a really nasty picture. Last week, Reverend Graylin Hagler, senior pastor at the Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ in D.C., and chairperson of Faith Strategies, Reverend William Lamar, who was the pastor of the Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church, also in D.C., were both of these extremely strong, brilliant men were arrested at the Supreme Court for protesting the court's decision. These are two pastors. These are two men who write with extraordinary insight and eloquence on the carryings on of the Supreme Court and the results, and how the decisions rendered by this court affect people. They were arrested for protesting the court's decision on Ohio voter suppression. What the things that happen in Ohio. We want to talk a lot more about that. Though we want to also note that President Trump is no Mother Courage. Trump and two members of his cabinet have mounted an aggressive defense of their policy of separating children from their parents. They're defending this, and they're strange and uninformed, misinformed, uneducated, but somewhat successfully trained spokespeople are voicing Trump's support for policies which in any other country would be abhorred and would be addressed immediately by the United Nations. Though let's just say right here that we are on the brink of pulling out of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights. Yes, the U.S. is going to be leaving the U.N. The U.N. Commission on Human Rights, which is just one footfall away from leaving the United Nations as an entity. The U.S., a third of the voters, they have little interest in, one third of the voters who have really little interest in politics beyond their next tank of gas or bag of chips. This one third of the American people now basically withdrawn their interest in Donald Trump have determined the fate of the rest of the world. We have broken with most of our traditional allies. We have sided with totalitarian governments. And then we have screwed them over on trade. Where does that leave us? And now we're going to be slipping away from the United Nations. That's all I want to mention. Those are the facts on facts on the ground. And Donald Trump, let me remind you, has 45% approval rating, the highest ever. This has been Air Cascadia for Juneteenth, 2018, Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. Judy Feistel engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Judy. Derek Crooks is our AM News Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to